For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, BC men's hockey team off of a 11-day trip to Alaska back home for the next 2 weeks, joined by alternate captain John Parker. What's it mean to a team to sputter a little bit in the first half and start the second half so well?
Going into the new year, we're trying to regroup and recoup. I've said that a couple times, and you know, at the start of 2016, we were a bit worried with our previous performance in 2015 there, but coming out of Alaska with, you know, 7 out of 8 points, it's good for our team. It's good for our chemistry as a team. I think it brought everyone together a bit closer, and we're just going to start pushing as hard as we can now that we have, you know, a couple more points. We're moving into fourth place, third place. We're just going to make the best push we can.
How much did you guys feed off of the success of that first game in Fairbanks?
I think it brought us the whole, you know, the whole trip success was because of that first game, because we relearned how to win. I think going into break, we were a little bit tentative as to what was going to happen in the new year, but that first game was huge for us, and we just kept on rolling. We came together there as a team. We were closer now than we were in the first half of that year, and you know, to see that means a lot, and I think we're going to do great things in the second half of the season.
Graham's captain, you and Marcus, the alternate captains. How did the three of you kind of play off of each other in leading this team?
Graham's obviously the head honcho, but me and Marcus, we like to control the forwards and let Graham do his thing on D. You know, Marcus and I have different leadership styles. I'm kind of more of a, I don't know how to say it. I'm a bit more aggressive and outspoken. Marcus is more leads by example and really commands the respect from the guys. So we take control of the room and control the bench in different ways, but we get the job done.
I'm not just saying this because I'm with you guys all the time. Over the course of an 11-day trip, guys start seeing too much of each other. I didn't sense that at all. What is it about this team that makes it work?
It's funny you say that, because I think every guy was going into that trip thinking, wow, I'm going to hate him or I'm going to hate him. But, you know, 11 days wasn't enough. I think we had a great trip, and every day was a fresh start, and everyone brought a great attitude. I think everyone put a smile on their face and made the best of that trip, and I think it was evident with our results.
Being at home for 2 weeks, how important is that after something like that?
I think this week is very important. It's a non-conference game, but we're not going to take it any lighter or any different than we would an in-conference game. They're a new team to Division I, and they're trying to get on into our league in the future, and I think we got to give them a warm welcome and show them what WCHA is all about.
I know after 11 days on the road, I was feeling a little bit old and sluggish. How important was having Gary Boros, strength coach, on that trip just to make it as normal as can be?
Yeah, we can't thank Gary enough. I think you know, those two workouts that we had during the week was just paramount to our success. Those two workouts made it feel like we were at home and made our bodies feel, you know, like we were at home, and it felt like we were, and it showed too. You know, we're doing the same thing this week, trying to prepare the same way, and I think the boys are feeling good and buying into what he has to say and what he's bringing to the table.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.